Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's doing fine, and I hope we're keeping our eyes open for the Lord when he comes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we are. We're back. Christian Talk. Welcome to Christian Talk.
Welcome, Christian family from all over the world. Hello,
yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Very good. And I want to say hi to all our friends and family all over the world. God bless you for tuning in. We're going to have another blessed night. And I know it. I can feel it.
Yeah. Amen. I can feel it too. That's right. Well, before we go any further, Pastor Tequila, I would like to take this little time out to encourage everyone right now to call your friends. Call your family members and tell them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. And some of you who have already dialed in, you know the number. Just call your friends now and give them that number. Tell them to dial in. Or they can just click on T. Meyer and Tequila's picture wherever you see our post about this show. Just click on our picture, and you can listen to the entire show from your computer, okay? And, you know, if you're on, if you see our post on Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, or even if you see advertisement on Instagram, just dial the number or click on our picture, okay? And then you can listen to the program. As a matter of fact, after the program, you could still if you see our advertising, you can still click on our picture and listen to the entire show, even after today, anytime or any day after the show, okay? All right, we will tell you of some things that we're going to do, but, you know, we have a special guest, but I'm not going to introduce her just yet. I want you guys to, you know, just be in anticipation. But before we go any further, one thing we do have to have is TNT Moment. Yeah. Yes, indeed. You guessed it. It's time for our TNT Moment. Our TNT moment is basically T. Meyer and Tequila moment, and we're going to share some things with you today. So, Pastor Tequila, what do we have for today?
Well, what we try to do is we have Christian Talk R, and you send in questions and anything that you want us to speak about. We try to get it while we're on here for those who want to know certain things. So today, when they want to know in the Bible, what was the meaning of the parable of the 10 virgins? Well, I'm going to try to get some of it in. So it says, Pastor T, like in 2 Corinthians, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband, to Christ, so that I may present you as a pure virgin to him. So the question they want to know is about the 10 virgins. And Paul is saying, I'm
right.
presenting you as a pure virgin. And so the 10 virgins, they all had lamps with oil, but the lamps representing is, well, that was being represented was the light in your inner spiritual being. That's what that lamp and the oil is. But they were all believers,
right.
but the wives brought more oil, which means they were constantly anointed by having a personal relationship with Jesus. And they were studying
yes.
the word, praying constantly, and the five unwise are the believers who do not keep a constant personal relationship with Jesus. They forget to pray, don't fast, don't read, and when the bridegroom comes, he takes the five wives that are ready and shuts the door. And when the unwise
mm-hmm.
arrive, the door is already shut. And
yeah.
all of us, I know that it's a lot of Christians, and we all say that we love the Lord, but we must all be Holy Ghost filled and stay filled at all times. And a lot of times
right.
people will say, I gave my life to the Lord, and but that's just not it. There's things, nothing you could do to get you saved. Only Jesus could save you. But there's things that keep you hot and on fire. And God said, I'd rather that you be hot or cold, or I'll spew you. He wants you to stay hot. But some people that was invited to the wedding, they stopped along the way to play. That's what I think. What do you say to that, Pastor?
Yeah. yeah.
So the question is, are you prepared? When you say that, makes more of what Jesus was trying to say. Are you prepared?
Mm-hmm.
The word says that the bride makes herself ready for the groom.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Jesus, as you get to know him, and sometimes everybody thinks they know Jesus, and I say that, but we all share what part we all know. Everybody got a part of
mm-hmm.
it. Nobody has the whole patent on him. But you will find
right.
out that he's not just a savior and a redeemer, but he is also our bridegroom king, the king of kings,
yes.
and he's a bridegroom. And there are different
Absolutely.
Types of lovers in the church. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
different types.
And then what are the different types?
Well,
what are
you got? yeah, that's true. There are the negative lovers, where no one
yeah.
is good enough except him. and there are
mm-hmm.
the helpful lovers, who feel like just because they took the trash out and gave a few coins, that they're in. and
yeah.
then you have your antisocial lovers, the touch not, taste not, and forgive not.
Oh, yeah.
they don't forgive anybody.
and forgive not.
and then,
yeah.
yeah, they forgive not. They'll never forgive. And then you have your people that feel like just because they go to church that they're good,
mm-hmm.
all is well. When actuality,
yeah.
none of our own works will ever keep us. Or get us in.
That's right.
It's,
right.
Jesus really isn't interested in our creative, self-willed ways. You know, that's what I find a lot about Christians. They'd be like, well, I do this and I do that. God's not even really interested in all that. All he was looking for in the 10 virgins really was himself. Bam.
Deep. Yeah.
The oil is the Holy Spirit. The Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit is God. We separate
right.
him. But he is the
mm-hmm.
Spirit of God, who is the Lord over all spirits. He is only
right.
interested in seeing himself formed within us. Like it says in the Word, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The only ticket
right.
you need to get into the kingdom is for him to see himself formed in you. Anything less
wow.
is a no-go. So how do we get to
mm.
that Holy Ghost filled place? A lot of people want to know that. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Face the music. Face the mirror. Allow the Holy Spirit to complete his perfect work inside of you that he started.
Yeah.
Because God said started a good work in all of us, and he will complete it. But you got to allow him. You got to submit to it. You got to humble yourself. And then you have to remember that you are a child of God. You are called to be a voice. You don't get to choose what you say. You don't get the luxury of sitting on the fence. And you either breaking strongholds or breaking nothing. You are the hammer in the hands of God. You are an oil bearer. A lot of people don't realize that. God wants to pour oil in you, and you are oil bearer. And you're a healing bomb to the world. Christians should be a healing bomb to the world.
That's right.
You are called to a life of hearing the shepherd's voice. You are not in this for gain. That's what I would love to say to a lot of people. A lot of people are always like, well, what is trying to get something out of it? You're not in this for gain. You're not in this for praise. You're not in this for status.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be more aware of who God says you are, more than what people misjudge you to be. You are a light bearer. Hold it up, wise virgin. Hold up the light so that all can be seen. You know, just hold up that light. You are light bearer for the king.
Amen.
Not sometimes, all the time.
Yeah, not right. Sometimes, all the time. We don't want our light
all
to go out.
Time. Nope.
Yes, indeed, all the time. You know, you said it also in your whole message. You pretty much said it, especially when you said that the wife made herself ready. Now, that's the thing. The wife made herself. We make ourselves ready because she had a relationship with her husband. The wife has a relationship with her husband. She made herself ready. Therefore, she stayed alert. She was watchful. She was well prepared. She didn't have to get ready. She was already ready. She adorned herself with the gifts. she adorned herself with the gifts of the Spirit and with the fruit of the Spirit. We can't make the mistake of slacking. We can't slack in our walk, especially now in this hour. We must be at attention. Christians, let's be at attention. That means we must be spiritually awake. We can no longer be a sleeping church. Be spiritually awake with our physical eyes and our spiritual eyes wide open. We have to be able to read the signs of the times that we're living in, and use our gift of discerning of spirits to and get into the flow of the Holy Spirit. How many times have we said that, Pastor Tosina? You know, we must have enough oil all the time. We must have enough oil in our lamps. As you stated also, actually that's what you stated. We about having the oil. Mm-hmm. We have to have enough oil. That oil is the Holy Spirit. We have to have enough of the Holy Spirit so that we can endure to the end. Keep in mind that Jesus is coming back for a bride that has no spot or wrinkle. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, that he, Jesus, might present it to himself, present us to him, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. We are to be holy and without blemish, and the Lord makes us that way. Just like you said, Pastor Tosina, he started a work in us, and he will complete it. But we have to allow him to complete it. Then we will be holy without spot or wrinkle. The Lord wants a people who's ready and prepared to move forward in him and with him. Luke 12, verse 42, and the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household? To give them, that's us, their portion of meat in due season. The answer to that question is very simple. Those who are ready. That's who he shall make ruler over his household. Those who are ready. Will the Lord find faith when he returns? Strong faith? That's what he wants, because without faith it's impossible to please God. Start getting ready right now. right now. Start getting ready. If you haven't already started, start now while there's still a little time. We still have a little time. This is what the Lord said in Revelation chapter 3. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength. You just have a little strength, and you kept my word and have not denied my name. Don't count yourself as a lost. You have a little strength, and you've used that strength for the Lord, and you kept his word to the best of your ability, and you have never denied his name. Yeah, you made some mistakes along the way, but what I say about that, you get up, you dust yourself off, and you keep walking and finish your course. This is a divine grace period that we're in right now. This is when the Lord gives us a chance to get it together, because when that voice cry out in the midnight hour, you know, with the 10 virgins, they heard a voice cry out in the midnight hour, the bridegroom cometh, the bridegroom cometh. Well, when we must be ready to move when we hear that voice, because we are in the midnight hour right now. And the voice crying out in this hour, the voice that's crying out is the prophetic voice telling us to repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. It really is at hand, people. It is the voice that prepares us for the coming of the Lord. Keep in mind that it is written that the Lord comes as a thief in the night. And that's so true, but he comes as a thief in the night for those who are not prepared, for those who are not ready. Not for those who have a relationship with Jesus. He's not coming as a thief in the night for those who walk in the Spirit, because they have learned to expect him at any time. Therefore, they stay ready. Matthew 24, verses 38 and through 42. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came. That was a flood of destruction. Till the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be grinding in the mill. The one taken, the other left. Watch, therefore, this is what the Lord is saying, watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord do come. The Lord is telling us to watch. Be alert. Be ready. Those who are not ready are those who are selfish, straddling the fence, those whose mindsets has changed to that of the world. These are the ones who think they can sneak into God's kingdom. But we must keep oil in our lamps. We must have our lamps burning bright, or the Lord will come and take away our candlesticks. Candlesticks that holds his fire and light. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. He won't do it if you repent. So be careful. Yeah. You don't want him to take away your candlesticks, because then we will not be able to hold his light, his fire, if he takes away our candlesticks. Sometimes, you know, Pastor Tasila, when you speak, you know, when you speak of the things going on in this world, there's a lot going on in the world. Many Christians don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know what's going on in the world. Yeah, because they are afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid that they might have to judge some of these things or judge some of the people. So to keep safe, they'll say things like, well, I don't want to judge, because they think that's being safe when the Lord says for us to judge, but judge righteously. And or they'll say something like, I'll just keep my eyes on the Lord. Well, many don't even know what that really means. What does it mean to keep your eyes on the Lord, to keep your eyes on Jesus? What does it mean? To keep your eyes on the Lord means to keep your spiritual eyes and your natural eyes open when it comes to the things of the world and the things of heaven, so that we can discern the times. It means to stay in the flow of the Holy Spirit, that you may know what God is doing in the heavens and on earth, and so that you can be warned of the devices of the enemy, so that you'll be able to warn others. We want to stay connected to Jesus so that we can be in a position to help people, to save and deliver people for the glory of God. And so that you can judge. Right. Yes, we have to sound the alarm and be able to judge righteously. So that's what it means to keep your eye on Jesus. To keep your eye on Jesus means to be ready, to be in an attitude of expectancy. Have enough Holy Spirit in you so that you will be able to stand in that day and to be able to be joined with the Lord when he comes. We must be wise virgins. Like you were talking, Pastor Tosila, we have to be wise virgins at all times. We must be ready to hear from the Lord, ready for a personal visitation from the Lord, ready for an experience in the Holy Spirit, ready to hear his audible voice, ready for a visit to heaven, ready for his powerful anointing. We must be ready. Don't wait until the last minute. Do not wait until the last minute to get ready. It might be too late. So go on right now. Repent. Do a change in your lifestyle if you know that you're not living right. Ask the Lord to forgive you for all of your sins and fill you up with his Spirit, and then live for him, walk with him, and be in him, and you will not miss his time of habitation when he makes his abode in you forever. Amen. Amen. I guess that's all I have to say about it.
Praise the Lord. That was good. I enjoyed it.
Well, that,
if y'all missed church Sunday, well, you just got it.
We just had it. Well, that's it for our TNT moment. Send some feedback after the show, or contact us if you have any questions. Pastor Tosila gave you the email address. If you want to slip us an email or send us a friend request on Facebook or whatever, and we'll agree. If you need some, if you have any questions, or if you need us to agree with you in prayer, just send us contact us by emailing us at christiantalkr@gmail.com, and we will reply to you. And if you want to leave your phone number in the email, leave it, and we will call you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Praise the Lord. Listen, we're going to be right back after this with our special guest, and then I'll tell you who she is. Oh, I almost gave it away. I said she. Who she
and
is.
And the mystery, yes.
Praise the Lord.
from every kindred, every tribe, from every nation. We give your name all praise today, and we glorify you.
Hallelujah. We're back. Praise the Lord. We're back with our special guest. And our guest today is, drum roll, the very talented, very gifted Miss Penny Ford. How are you, Penny?
I'm very good. How are you?
We're doing great. Let me tell you a little bit about Penny. Penny, she's a singer, songwriter, recording artist, entertainer, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer. And this woman has probably worked with everybody in the industry. I mean, you know, your name is anybody in the industry. You say Penny Ford and they know you. She's been around. And what I like about it is that she was born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. Did y'all hear me, Pastor Tasila? I didn't say Chicago. I said Ohio. Hey, now. So now I see why you're so talented.
Uh-oh.
Well,
I'm from there. You know, Bootsy and all the groups and King Records, all the groups from down there. I kind of came out of the next generation of those folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So much talent in Ohio. You know, a lot of talent in Chicago, too, Pastor Tasila. I'll give you a little credit for that.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, we got Shaka Khan. And Penny used to sing with Shaka also.
Okay.
And that I know.
A match
and we're
Chicago.
Off on the side, huh? give us a little bit about, Penny, about the people that you have worked with, some of the people.
Well, first, I wanted to say it's an honor to be asked to be on your show. Thank you very much. And I wanted to speak just a little bit, piggyback a little bit off of what you were talking about. I'm a 36-year member of West Angeles Church of God in Christ. And Bishop used to say, if you're on your knees begging the Lord to send you a man, how do you expect to get your blessing and you ain't even combed your hair? Comb your hair and get ready for your blessing. If you ask the Lord for something, get ready to receive it if you really believe you'll receive it. So I was thinking about that the whole time you guys were talking about that. That's awesome. Well, I've worked with so many people. I mean, I started out as a demo singer at Joe Bett, which is Motown's
publishing company. Yeah.
And I was working basically directly for Anna Gordy Gaye, who was Marvin Gaye's ex-wife, but also Mary Gordy's sister. Rest in peace.
Right.
In a nutshell, I figured that they weren't going to sign me, or it wasn't happening. The process wasn't happening as quickly as I thought it should. So I was taking a walk in Hollywood, and up the street from Motown, I came upon these guys standing outside of what ended up being a studio. And those guys ended up being the Gap Band. And so I started hanging out with those guys until somebody let me play, until somebody let me sing, and that evolved into a writer's contract. And during the course of writing that record, I was also singing the demos for the songs. Well, I wasn't even making a record at that point. I was just writing songs, and ended up getting signed as an artist with them under their new distribution deal with RCA Records. So that was a big deal. And I was just soaring through that. And, you know, of course, I don't know if anybody knows about Total Experience Records, but, you know, everybody over
there
grew up soldier.
That date.
We know Lonnie over there. Yeah.
If you knew Lonnie Simmons, you know, his theory on how to keep musicians making beautiful music was not to give them any money. he says, once I give them the money, I can't find them. But as long as they broke, they worked hard writing them beautiful songs. So that was his theory on how to keep musicians working. So I got a little tired of that, and I walked right around the corner on Cahuenga and met some really cool girls in a cool girls band called Climax. And Lorena and I actually worked across the hall from each other as secretaries while we were working on our prospective albums. And we used to share our work and stuff. So when Lorena and Will got married, and I actually sang at the wedding, but at some point Lorena couldn't, you know, like go on the road anymore after she was pregnant. And so I took Lorena's place, and Climax became like the unofficial seventh member of Climax.
Right.
And I have to say, Climax was one of the best experiences of my career in terms of working with a group when it was good. I thought it was going to be a nightmare because I was just like, five other women, what is this going to be like?
Yeah, exactly.
That's saying a lot because somebody told me you work with Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I've worked with Mick Jagger. I've worked with Prince. I've worked with Barry White, Toni Braxton, Brandy. You know, it's different facets of my career. I've worked with a lot of people. I've always been able to blend in and get in. You know, like I had already been in for decades when I was working with Toni Braxton and Brandy. I was just trying to get in with the kids, you know what I mean? Just trying to stay up with what was happening and what was new and relevant. And I didn't have any sense, and thank goodness I didn't have that kind of bravado and ego about it. For me, I sing front ground, background, side ground, ensemble, musical theater, you know. And so I fit those groups because I also replaced Mary Davis from SOS Band back in the day after Climax split up, you know.
Right.
That gig.
Yeah.
And all through that, I had a real good grip on the Lord's hand, you know. And through all those dark times, and, you know, because I've worked with some kind of dark people who who have all kinds of beliefs and all kinds of things. But praise God, I had a strong foundation. I mean, my mother, when I was born, she was a nightclub singer, and she went through a whole lot until she came back around and found her purpose, and she got her doctorate in theology and closed down 8 crack houses and turned them into tutoring centers for disadvantaged children and a church.
Good for her.
She got involved in the apostolic situation because she was insistent upon being a pastor. And, of course, Kojic still does not recognize women as pastors.
Yeah.
And sometimes people have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that because, you know, I mean, because when you join an organization, they have their own rules and regulations. And and sometimes they're based upon that organization. It should always be biblically based. But, you know, and when you get down into the business of it, if you've got a 501c3, that is an organization. And, and I mean, you know, at some point, you know, you could even call it a book club. We just discuss the same book, you know what I mean, every Sunday. You know, I mean, it just depends on what you get out of it. But back to Kojic and the female pastor thing, I think that within the organization, we didn't get hung up on titles. Because there are women within the, not that it's a competition, but there are women within the organization that can out-preach any man up on the dais. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Case in point, you know, Dorinda can out-preach any of them up there, you know. And we've always had in a ministerial position, it doesn't matter whether it's called pastor, evangelist. The thing that matters is that you preach
prophet,
and bring spirits in. It don't matter whether you call pastor, evangelist, minister. You know, people get hung up on these titles.
The wrong title.
Right.
Yeah, and they miss the real.
Let the Holy Ghost fall on who and they.
So, you know, I've just always had that, and it just, you know, all throughout my career, that's been a thread, whether people realized it or not. I mean, when I was, when I did my first single on Total Experience, it was called Change Your Wicked Ways, because in the studio was a Bible, and I just opened it up and put my hand. Sometimes I do that. I haven't done it in a while, but I used to do that in terms of reading the Bible. I would, you know, look for God to give me a word, and I would just open the Bible up and put my hand down flat in the middle of it, and whatever scriptures my fingers touched, that's what I would read, and somehow it would always be applicable to the situation. And there was that scripture, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves, and I said, that's it. Change Your Wicked Ways. So my first record, my first single ever was called Change Your Wicked Ways. It was pretty popular. And yeah, all the way up into Snap, you know, with The Power, you know.
Right.
You know, and that is amazing as well, because I'm generating this awesome energy and imparting this word about power, you know. And in my heart, as I'm giving it to the people, it's really talking about Holy Ghost power. Now, other people might be talking about other power and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's really important to me what I dispense.
Okay, Penny, this is so interesting, because it, when I hear that song, you're singing, I Got the Power, right? I got the power. Okay, that song. That song reminds me of the Holy Spirit. When I hear it, I'm like, all Christians should be singing that. So
yeah,
if you're saying that when you were doing it, you were relating it to that for as far as you're concerned, that is befitting. I have to tell you that.
Yeah, definitely. And it ended up being a song that has touched so many million people, millions of people. You would not believe the parts of the world that I've been to. I mean, I often ask my agent, like, are you sure black people can breathe that far north? You know, Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? I mean, parts of the world that most people will never see. Parts of Russia that most Russians never see. I've actually been to Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, which is actually the part of Russia that Sarah Palin can see from her house. People were laughing at her when she said that. But true, there are parts of Alaska that you can see across the way. There's a big landmass, and that's actually Russia. And, you know, I can't see the streets and the houses and all that stuff. But, you know, and these are places, I mean, like the Faroe Islands, no one's ever heard of that. Like, if you look it up on Google, you have to spread the page out, like, long three or four times before you even see anything but water.
That's tiny. And,
you know, yeah, I mean, it's been very interesting, and I accepted the challenge, and it's my ministry of sorts. Because I get to reach out to people who, from so many different cultures, people who were carried across minefields from wars. Their parents saved them from wars and the Gulf War, in the Serbian War, in places like that come to me crying, saying that this song was a part of what saved them and how they survived. So it's a huge responsibility. It's much more than a song, much more than a group, much more than me standing up there singing. One thing that I realized is that, you know, when you are before people, you are in essence, you're programming them. I mean, it is called a television program. And when you are at a radio station, it is a radio station program director. So people have to find words in there. So that's a huge responsibility, because there's an amazing energy between me and 20,000 people. I have the ability to make them happy. I have the ability to make them sad. I have the ability to make them go out and buy stuff. I got the ability to make them procreate.
You're controlling the
So when you have that, you can use those abilities or powers or whatever you want to call it for good or for
good
evil.
Good or evil. That's right.
That's the basic free will, you know. And
pattern about it, too. That's why it's real important that we try to help these kids right now, you know, to shape their minds, you know, better than so, and not being so materialistic and superficial and digital. You know, they're emotionalists, some of the kids, because they're on these phones and computers all the time. They don't even know how to feel. You know, we had to help them. That's what I think, you know, that those that are, you know, have a voice, we need to start trying to reach out to help these kids to know the reality of what's solid, not just, you know, the superficial plastic trash that's out there. You know, the difference between materialism.
There are people, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah,
go ahead.
There are people out there who are actively trying to destroy us generationally. And when you talk about the programming, that is what's happening right now. A lot of people haven't looked into it, but if you find who's one of the major contributors financially to the music business, quote unquote, as it is now, are privatized prisons. That's how they get their customers. Yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you know,
that's why the rap game is so big.
I think we as the older saints, now I'm old school, you know, I'm scrub board, storefront, you know, without all the bells and whistles, you know, it's hard for me to get into this new church where there's no pulpit, no choir stand, now everything's a stage with lighting trusses and stuff like that. I'm trying to get off into that, but I know that these kids aren't going to stand up there and sing hymns all the time unless you put a beat to it.
Right.
So I try to support groups like my favorite group at the moment, and I followed them since they were babies, is the Walls Group. And I love the Walls Group. And, you know, I mean, they're growing into adults now and kind of finding themselves from those little kids who their mom had them, you know, in church all the time. Now they're, you know, branching out as adults. But I think that when the kids do tap into something that draws them in to the body of Christ, that we need to embrace some of those things as long as they're not an abomination, you know, and how they receive Christ. And I think, you know, there's a big, I mean, COVID did its thing, honey. The Lord did his big COVID thing, because in all things, there's a purpose in all things that he's working, you know. And sometimes I think that what we think is the downfall is actually the breakthrough in disguise, you know, and we don't understand that he's bringing us out of something. I was just explaining to someone the other night that, you know, when you pray the Lord's Prayer and you say, deliver me from evil, lead me not into temptation, and deliver me from evil, you can't complain and cry when the Lord does that, you know.
Right.
You know, when the Lord hits you from some of your friends or some of the people you think are your friends, or when he puts you in a different place, you can't then cry about that, because that's what you ask the Lord to keep you away from, you know.
Right.
But that's another reason why people need to break down those words. Sometimes we get caught up with the words and we just know them and we just say them without breaking down what they actually mean and everything and how to apply it to our individual lives. And look at me sitting up here talking, you know, I am not my mother. And
yes, you are. You're part of her. And what she put in you is coming out.
See, I ain't trying to. My mother would get out there and pick up trash. She'd say she did the backpack thing every year, the Thanksgiving turkey giveaway every year. And, you know, I don't know if I have that much caretaker in me. But, I mean, you know, I'm obedient. You know, I also didn't think, you know, I wasn't sitting there thinking like, I think I'll go set up camp in Germany. But I'm so grateful to God that he, and the sun is rising here, by the way. That I am here for such a time as this. I can't think of a safer place to be than Germany. To have been around the world and looking around the world and looking at this thing from a global perspective. And, it's done so much. There's been a lot of sadness and death and lots of things, but it's done a lot of good as well in terms of making people get out of their box and understanding their purpose and just giving them time to be still. You know, sometimes you've got to be still and, you know.
Exactly. That's what I said about the whole thing. Sometimes the whole world has to shut down. Quit the hustle and the bustle and think.
Yeah.
you know, settle down.
Amen.
So, Penny, yeah. I wanted to ask you more about your mom. Tell me about your mom's ministry.
Whoa, child, let me tell you. She, well, okay, and you know, I'll try to wrap this because it's so long and so many moving pieces. But my grandmother raised me because my mom was a nightclub singer. My dad was a record producer. So they were never married or anything like that. You know, I mean, I think the only thing my mom was ever able to tell me about my dad was he was a real funny guy. You know, but, you know, it was the case of a record producer and his young protege singer. You know, the story's been told millions of times. And I was a product of that. But my mother went to down underneath the gutter. Literally, when I was a kid, my mom, because she lost custody of my brother and myself, to my grandmother, who was a control freak and insisted upon this and that, my mom was literally a bum in the streets, like with all of her stuff in the grocery cart, sitting on a park bench in the pouring rain with a bottle of gin with a paper bag wrapped around it. The VA system would come scrape her up like they do sometimes the veterans. My mom was a secretary in the Army during Vietnam, so she was a veteran. And she, you know, was just really, really super bad, like one of these people that you never get a chance to talk to. And shortly after I left Cincinnati and went to L.A., she began her journey. I don't know. She said the spirit of God came in the hospital because they had told her she was about to die, you know, of cirrhosis and sarcoidosis and diabetes. She just had everything, you know. She had everything but cancer. She said the spirit of God came to her and said, on this day, you will choose whether you live or die. She never looked back at that lifestyle. She dedicated her life to helping seniors, and she went to school, and she got that doctorate in theology. And like I said, she single-handedly closed down 8 crack houses. She didn't have no police. She had a hard hat, a big Bible, and a bullhorn. And I believe the people, the drug people she pulled out of there helped her. This is how God worked. They helped her redo the buildings, you know. And all of this is documented by, like, newspaper and stuff.
Right.
And during this time, I wasn't aware because I was in L.A. doing my little thing, having my little record deals. And she made some very powerful GOP friends. She made friends with some very powerful Republicans because they used her as a photo op. At the time, he was Congressman Rob Portman. He's now Senator Rob Portman, and I believe he's stepping down this year. He's retiring this year. So his seat is open, and it's a whole political thing. But anyway, she ran this church, these tutoring centers, and these people, these powerful people, took note of her. And she's just doing all these great things and sitting on these boards. And effectively, she ended up being one of the architects of the faith-based initiatives because the opioid crisis, ground zero, was right outside of Cincinnati in Hamilton, Fairfield, like near Dayton, Ohio, was ground zero for the opioid crisis long before it became a popular topic. So she sat on boards and, you know, they try to clean up the drug scene and around there. And I, at that time, was running around with Rick James, Chaka Khan, and George Clinton. So, of course, I was in the middle of a drug situation.
Right.
Long story short, sometimes when you're in L.A., I think one of the basis of why there is such a homeless problem in L.A. is that people have not understood when to go home and regroup. And some people have no home to go back to regroup.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They think, you know, they're going to be 65 living on the street. Somebody going to come and say, you get a record deal, you know. But that's neither here nor there. If you choose to stay till the wheels fall off, then that's, you know. But I went home to regroup, to get off drugs, to do all that kind of stuff, to get away from, you know, to be delivered from evil and led not into temptation. And I said, you know, I'm going to leave the music business for a while. Maybe I'll go back to school. You know, maybe I'll go once. And 6 months after that, my mom had a massive stroke. So I then understood why the Lord sent me home. You know, I thought I was going home to regroup and get myself together, but God knew what was about to happen. And here I am, you know, my mother had given me this box of cards and to call, and she'd introduced me to her bankers. It was like some, you know, God knew. She introduced me to her lawyers. Mm-hmm. You know, she took me around. You know, I was complaining because I was like, you are not getting me in that pulpit. I don't care which door you got. I'm not be sitting beside you in the pulpit. My ministry is something else. It's music, you know. Because my mom was apostolic. They, you know, they're a little crazy over there. They got too many rules. And I'm coaching and saying that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I would come visit my mom in her church, and 15 minutes into her sermon, it would start sounding like she was talking about me, you know, like talking about some people go to California for their 15 minutes of fame, but I'm here to tell you, you on 1459, because Jesus is coming back in a minute. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, what? But you know, I was there to pick up the pieces. I had her whole congregation out picketing outside the hospital because they were trying to give her the...
Penny? I think she accidentally hit the mute button. Penny, I think you're on mute. Well, no. Her call dropped, but she'll call back in, I'm sure, once she realized that her call had dropped. And she was right in the middle of the juicy part that I really wanted to hear. But that's Penny Ford, very talented. I didn't realize she had gone through so much. And her mother, I mean, that's a testimony by itself, you know.
Amen.
Her mother, man, and her life, she was a forerunner, a real soldier out there in the field. She experienced a lot of things. You know, that that I know that, you know, was something, man. So I tell you what, we'll be right back after this, and we'll give Penny a chance to hook back up with us. We'll be right back. Praise the Lord.
Shadows, you wipe my tears away, and I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days, and I break rest to heaven from my Lord.
No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down the valley, I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, and I am not alone. Ooh. I've watched my dreams get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hand.
Hills and valleys, you are not alone. Hills and valleys. Hey, listen, we had a little technical difficulty with Penny. She's not even sure what actually happened. Now she's calling from overseas. She's calling from Germany, so it's no telling what actually took place. But what we're going to do is ask if she could join us again next week, so that we can hear the rest of her testimony and about her mom. She was really at the good part and something happened. I'm not sure. So what we'll do, everybody, we're going to end the program today and see if we can get her back next week. And we hope that all of you guys could tune in. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it, Pastor Tusila and myself. We appreciate it more than words can say. So in the meantime, be blessed. Let the Lord be with you all. And let's just go ahead and, let's go ahead and just hear a few more things here. And then we'll just go ahead and end the program today with this song. So be blessed. Until next week. I live. Listening on this broadcast and we've touched your heart in some way and you feel like you want to rededicate yourself to the Lord, or even if you've never opened your heart to the Lord and given your heart to the Lord, but just repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus. Just do it now, and so that you can have a place in the heart of the Lord and share in his glory and his blessing. Father God, come on. Just repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner, and I am so sorry. I repent and ask that you forgive me for all my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross and that you raised him from the dead. I accept the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord, as my Savior, and as my King. And I believe that he is the Son of the living God. Now I ask that you give me the gift of the Holy Spirit and that you receive me in your life and let me be a child of God so that you can live your life, O Lord, through me. In Jesus' holy and mighty name I pray. Amen. That's it. That's it. If you said that and you meant it from your heart, you opened your mouth, you spoke, and you meant it from your heart, then you're saved. You're delivered. So now, that's all we, the only thing left is that you find a nice, true, believing church so that you can get together with fellow believers, Holy Spirit-filled church, an anointed pastor, and deacons and people in the church that are serious about the Lord. Find a place. If you can't, you don't know of a good church like that, then ask the Lord to lead you to the right church. And then go ahead and be a part of that congregation so that you can grow in strength. And then get baptized. Let the pastor Amen. Baptize you. Or either or somebody that you know that's a strong, true-believing Christian, spirit-filled Christian, let them baptize you in their bathtub. It doesn't matter. But go get baptized and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So the point is we want you to wax strong in the Spirit of the Lord. Don't go backwards at this point. Keep moving forward. And then don't forget to read your Bible. Read it as much as you possibly can. Every day, read the Bible. Watch it unfold right before your very eyes. Watch it. It's going to unfold before your very eyes. And then remember to spend that personal, private, quiet, personal time with the Lord. Just remember to do that. Praise the Lord. If you do that, you're going to be just fine. Stay connected to the Holy Spirit so that you'll know what's going on in and around the world, and especially what's going on in the heart of the living God. Okay? Okay. All right. Well, then, here's what we can do. I want to play this song. CeCe Winans is one of my favorite singers, and I want to bless you guys with this song. Believe for it. Believe.
We do. There is power
for it. We believe for it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Sorry for the technical difficulty with our guest, but still, she was a blessing, and we're going to see if we can get her back. She's pretty busy, so hopefully she'll be able to join us next week. Nevertheless, I want to thank you for joining in, and those of you who have been a big support of Christian Talk Radio, thank you so much. And also, remember, we're here every week, 8 p.m. Pacific time, and which would be 10 p.m. Central and 11 p.m. Eastern. Now, that's here in America. So in other places, Germany and a lot of other countries, it's probably about 5 a.m. in the morning. The U.K., it's probably 4 or 5 in the morning. So nevertheless, if you're able to, go ahead and dial in. Dial the number 646-668-8537. And keep in mind that after the program, you can still listen to the entire program, even with the technical difficulties, everything. But you can still hear the entire program by just clicking on the picture of T. Meyer and Tasila as we advertise this particular program. Go ahead and click on it. And click on our picture, and you can hear the whole program from beginning to end. And while you're doing that, if you happen to see other programs that you may have missed, where if it's promoting another program, still click on the picture of T. Meyer and Tasila, whether you're on Tumblr, Twitter, or Facebook, you know, and just go ahead and do that. And you can still hear the program. And this is days later, you know. Days later, weeks later, whatever. Just click on it, and you'll hear some of the old programs that you may have missed. So once again, thank you for joining us. And I'm going to say, oh, one more thing. Don't forget, I have our radio show, UCA Radio. That's United Christian Ambassadors Radio. And that comes on every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, it's California time, Pacific time, which would make it 5 p.m. For Central and 6 p.m. for Eastern. And right now, Pacific and Mountain is together. Our time is together until, you know, the time change. So you can dial in at that time and listen to UCA Radio, which means United Christian Ambassadors Radio. And we call it UCA Radio. It's where you will have music and a message. So be sure to tune in, tell your friends and people about it. This is all on blogtalkradio.com. So you can go there and look up Solar Records Radio and click on whoever you want to hear from that's in the Solar Records Radio family. Okay? Whether it's Wardell Potts, Don Fleming, myself, and many others that have their shows, that you will be blessed and have a good time. It's a lot of fun, so be sure to do that. Thank you for joining, and we're going to end with this one. Remember, you're bigger. The Lord is bigger, bigger, and greater. Good night, everybody. Christian Talk Radio with T. Meyer and Tasila, TNT. See you next week. God bless.